Well, hello, my friends. Good evening. How are you doing? Happy Tuesday night. Hope things are going well for you. I have to say, today was pretty good. I kept thinking it was Monday all day, but that's usually a sign that you had a good three-day weekend. And I did. I hope you did as well. As always, say hello. Say hi. Let me know where you are listening in from. And let me know what you would like to talk about tonight, if it's something that's not on my radar. I do have a couple of housekeeping things that I wanted to share with you. Some of you who are not able to become JMAC Club members are lamenting that you've been left out a little bit. And so I've heard you, so I've added a JMAC free package to the JMAC members. And what you'll get there is you'll get access to the public blog, which you do already, but you'll get notifications of new posts, and you'll get commercial-free viewing of previous posts. And then eventually, everything that I have posted just for the paying members will catch up to you. So you'll get it eventually if you join the free. So click on choose the plan, go to jmcfarland.com, you know the drill. And that's the only plug that I want to give from the JMAC members. To those of you who are already subscribers, thank you. And to those of you who haven't come over to jmcfarland.com and you're still on Podbean and Patreon, what are you waiting for? All kinds of free prizes. Jeffrey, who came in at the proper level, gets a free t-shirt, and he let me know, and I ordered it for him today. So that's on the way to him. So there's swag involved. There's all kinds of benefits involved. So come on over. Jenny joining us saying, "Hey, Jay from Logan. I thought it was Monday as well." I know. Heather says, "Hi from Riverton." Hi, Heather. Heather, by the way, I got your Facebook message about Carl the Cricket and how crickets are not green. I didn't necessarily know that we needed to have an anatomically correct Carl. And I'm not expecting anybody to actually order a Carl the Cricket t-shirt. That would be amazing if somebody did. But that's all kind of tongue-in-cheek. If somebody does, Heather, I will send you a commission for it. But I don't know that anybody's going to be purchasing a Carl the Cricket t-shirt. And if you notice, Carl is not outside the window and hasn't been for the last few days. I can still hear the normal cricket chorus going on, but maybe Carl has taken his newfound fame and decided to go to greener pastures. I don't know. That is a possibility. So anyway, Heather, I wanted you to know I saw that on Facebook, just didn't have time to respond. What's on your mind? Oh, Orion. I don't know that he's dead. Orion, maybe he just moved on. I didn't kill him. And so if there's like an investigation, maybe some of the things I've said on the air about him could be used against me. But I swear I didn't do anything to Carl. I did hit him with monsoonal moisture a couple of times only because I had to do some recording. I had business to do. But other than that, I didn't do anything. Heather says, "I hope you know I'm kidding." Of course, Heather. Absolutely. The whole Carl the Cricket thing has just been good fun. And you guys are great sports, so thank you. But I'm going to keep my word, Heather. If anybody buys a Carl the Cricket t-shirt, I will send you a royalty. That's how sure I am that it's not going to happen. So now somebody's going to do it just to prove me wrong. I know that that's going to happen. David says, "Wait for his kids to strike." Okay, we left off on Thursday having a discussion about Governor Cox, where he made this statement about masks, and he said, "Look, we know that masks are not as effective as the majority of the pro-maskers are making them out to be." And we tried to pick that apart last Thursday and tried to figure out because I thought Spencer Cox had done a pretty good job before then of, you know, navigating the waters of all this. And now all of a sudden, he's throwing mask wearing under the bus. And many of you said that he had flip-flopped. I had said that I had reached out and hadn't heard anything back. Orion defended that a little bit and said that, you know, the governor's probably got thousands of emails. And we were trying to figure out, is this a flip-flop on masks? What is it? Well, the governor took to Twitter the next day, and the governor's office also responded to me, which I'm grateful for. And I'm glad that, you know, I hope that they try and respond to everybody that they can. It's nice that they responded to me. Orion says that statement from the governor last week was disappointing. I'm not sure if I like Cox or not. So I looked at their clarification and I want to show it to you. And it doesn't make sense to me. It's a very, very good effort at recovery, at making up for, you call it a faux pas, call it some, I don't know, call it a wink and a nod to the other side. I don't know what you want to call it. But their statement has the fine touch of a PR firm or an attorney on it. I'll share it with you, and you tell me if it passes muster. So I have the actual email here that I received, and then I'll show you the tweets as well. So here is the email. Can you guys see that? Is it big enough? Oh, that's too big. Okay, so hopefully that's big enough. So remember, if first we'll start with my email. I'm reaching out to you with a request that I'm sure that you've received hundreds of times already. It's based upon the quote from Governor Cox about masks. Quote, masks are not as effective as most of the pro-mask crowd are arguing. We know that they're just not, end quote. And then I said, can you provide me with the source material that the governor is basing his clear knowledge on, or help me understand if this quote is being taken out of context? I'm really trying to understand why the governor is going against state experts on this. I have agreed with most of his positions to date on the issue, but this statement seems reckless and without backing. So any clarity you can give me on this would be nice. So you can see that's my actual email. And here is the email. This came through on the 3rd. I think it was 2 days later, I think. Hi, Jay. Thanks for sending your thoughts. I think the point Governor Cox was trying to make is that masks work, but vaccines work much better. Here's some clarifying statements on the governor's Twitter today. Masks work, but vaccines work much better. And I really sat back and I was kind of confused. And I've tried to process this with as much understanding as I can, because as I said, I don't want to at least believe that the governor is caught up in the politics of this. But then again, how can he not be? So I really want to try and give the benefit of the doubt, and maybe I shouldn't because I don't for other people, but I, you know, I've met the governor, I've had conversations with him, and so maybe that personal relationship is jading me somehow. I don't know. This is the tweet that went out. This week, I made some inarticulate statements around masks. Well, that's true. He says, my purpose wasn't to imply that masks don't work at all, but that they pale in comparison to vaccines. Fortunately, we just got more info showing that a 29% increase in mask, not cloth, equals 9% reduction in COVID. So he even puts out some information. So if 30% more people wear masks, COVID rates go down by 10%. That's actionable, right? That's totally actionable. So what do you think? Is this a viable, reasonable response to his statements? Cheryl on Facebook says, of course he's caught up in the politics. As I've said before, I am understanding of getting caught up in the politics. I don't like it, but I understand when it's issues of spending and, you know, all of these other issues. But it is not time to get caught up in the politics when lives are at risk. All right? If ever there's a time to not get caught up in politics, this is that time. So I can be at least understanding of the political pressures with other situations, but not when you have a responsibility to Utah lives. So, let's see. Libby says, I think it's pretty reasonable. I can see where there's a nice spin to it. But the minute you started reading the clarification, I kind of knew where it was going. All right, let's... Tammy says, he's on the fence trying to play both sides, but the issue isn't one of them. Here's... And maybe this is what you're alluding to, Tammy. He is acting like he's responding to a debate that exists. And the debate doesn't exist. In order for this response to be viable, then there would have to be some dispute out there or some groups between getting a vaccine and wearing a mask. Do you see what I'm saying? Again, thanks for sending your thoughts. I think the point Governor Cox was trying to make is that masks work, but vaccines work much better. Who is out there saying, don't get a vaccine, wear a mask? Are you hearing that from anybody? Because that's the only way that this statement is viable, as if people are out there saying, you don't need to get vaccinated, just wear a mask. They're totally effective. Then the governor comes out and says, masks are not as effective as most of the pro-mask crowd are saying. That's where this fits. So they've created a controversy that doesn't exist in order to fit his statements into that controversy. It's very creative. But it's incredibly transparent to me what they're doing. Because as far as I know, and maybe you can correct me on this, but anti-maskers are also anti-vaxxers for the most part. At the very, and maybe that's a broad brush, but at the very least, I have never heard anybody say, you don't need to get a vaccination because masks work. And in my mind, that's where this falls apart because it doesn't make sense. If this is legitimately the point he was trying to make, who is he talking to? Who is he talking to? Because isn't the correct message wearing masks work, getting vaccinated works even better? Somehow he articulated that as masks don't work as well as they say they do. And he left it there. Do you see what I'm saying? He had to create a controversy that doesn't exist in order to explain his comments. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. I do like the fact that he is now once again sharing legitimate numbers about, let's see if I can get that a little bigger, sharing information about the importance of wearing a mask. So there again, fortunately, we just got more info showing that 29% in increase in mask wearing equals a 9% reduction in COVID. So, and in fact, that was a study that I was going to share with you, because it's in the links. Oh, and by the way, that's one other thing. If you look at any of the places where you're watching this, we have people watching on Twitch right now and Facebook and YouTube. If you want links to any of the stories, just look in the description. I've now got a single link there that shows you all of the stories that I'm either looking at to talk about with you or that I just thought were interesting. There you go. This is on Twitch. I hate right wingers and hope they all die off soon. Well, you're probably new here, but I can tell you that I know a bunch of conservatives who are vaccinated and they wear masks and they believe in the science. It is a mistake to judge conservatives and people on the right with the actions of their leadership. I do understand the temptation to do so because they continue to support that leadership. And so it feels like a tacit approval, right, of what is going on. But there are also plenty of right-wingers, as you call them, who are pro-vaccine and who are trying to spread and share that message. So we try to avoid the really big brushes here and try to avoid the hate commentary on either side. I believe one of the biggest problems in our society is that we get manipulated by those trying to incite hatred, anger, and fear. And so I think it's important that we don't peddle in that same belief and philosophy. So I would much rather talk about when they get it right and when they get it wrong. And in this case, he got it wrong. He said he was inarticulate, but then he put the spin on. He put this thing through the spin cycle. And it was genius. I got to give him credit for that. Orion says, Abby says, if you're explaining, you're losing. So his wife is a political consultant. She helped me out with my campaign. And that is something that people will tell you. And this is probably an example of that. If, you know, perhaps the governor should have just left it alone instead of trying to come up with this highly, highly creative spin, which I know a lot of people thought, oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. No, it only makes sense if there was somehow a controversy or groups out there saying wear a mask and don't get vaccinated. And that's just not part of the debate. Tammy says, I just started wearing a mask again 3 weeks ago. I am vaccinated, but I don't want to spread it to someone who isn't vaccinated or can't be vaccinated. Thank you, Tammy. This should have never, ever been a political issue. Should have never been. Jenny says, I'm one of those right-wingers. David says, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt here and say he made a brain fart while speaking since this seemed to be a one-time thing. I doubt he will continue to do this. I agree. I just wish that they had taken the spin off at David. And if he would have just said, so go back to that statement there. To me, if his tweet was, this week I made some inarticulate statements around masks. I want to make it clear that masks are effective, and here's new research to back that up, and being vaccinated is even more effective. I wish that's what he said. This whole middle part here, my purpose wasn't to imply that masks don't work at all, but that they pale in comparison to vaccines. That's the spin. Oh, looks like we're going to his Twitter. All right, we'll come back here. So that's the part I find unfortunate. Because the spin is so apparent. If you ask me, Tammy says, I'm here for reasonable, thoughtful discussion and debate. I don't care what party you affiliate with. Agreed. I think that's why we are all here. So that's the follow-up on Spencer Cox. But a couple of good things. He did say he made an inarticulate statement. He is publishing research that says masks work. And so he's back on track. So let's all be glad about that. And because there are a lot of people out there that would be doubling down. And he's not. And he responded to me, and my bet is he responded to a bunches and bunches of other people. So I'm willing to forgive and forget, have a kumbaya moment, and to move on. But I just don't want to move on without pointing out the spin cycle was on high here. All right, that's what I had on Spencer Cox. This is Sebastian on Facebook. I don't like to use a mask, but it's some way to protect others. Again, I mean, we've just been over this over and over and over again. This should not be about civil liberties because we should just be people who are doing the right thing. I mean, imagine a world where you don't have to pass mandates. You just tell the people, look, if we don't wear a mask, millions will die. And if we do, we're going to save millions of lives. I mean, that should be the point where like, okay, all right, I'm in. Right? I mean, talk about make America great again. You know, that's always been my question. How do you define greatness? Is greatness a bunch of people wandering around only focused on themselves, so worried about their civil liberties that they could give a damn about the health of the person next to them? No, because again, this same civil liberties group is also the Judeo-Christian group. Love your neighbor, you know, that whole kind of pesky thing, you know. I don't know how you reconcile those in your mind. I really don't. Because I am religious, you know that. And I believe that the teachings would be to mask up. That's what I believe the teachings would be. And as far as I can tell, there's not a lot of Christian teaching about civil liberties. It's more about let the governments deal with themselves. You deal with yourself and you make sure that you got it right and that you love God and that you love your neighbor and let governments do what governments will do. So that's just my friendly interpretation of of the whole thing. So it's very interesting, the conflicts that are existing here. One other spin that I saw, you know that I follow Texas law or Texas news, and we talked about the abortion law last week, and we talked about how it is the worst way to pass a law because they made it a civil issue instead of a criminal issue, and they did it that way so they could get around the courts and the Constitution. And so regardless of how you feel about abortion, I don't feel that you should support the way that this was done. And on top of that, one of our listeners last week pointed out that if they tried to do this with guns in the same way, if we just said, oh, we're not gonna make it criminal to own a gun, we're just gonna say that anybody can sue a gun owner for owning a gun. If we just the same thing all the way across the board, but we did it for guns, people would be going crazy, right? So I, you know, sometimes in a quest for what may be right, I don't believe the end justifies the means here. I'll just put it that way. Because I think it's a dangerous, dangerous path for civil liberties. I think it's a dangerous, dangerous path. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is because Governor Abbott was asked, this is a Texas governor, he was asked about whether or not a woman in the state of Texas or a girl or a woman who is pregnant because of rape or incest, can they get an abortion under this law? And the first thing he said, well, yes, they can because they have 6 weeks to do this. Well, the 6 weeks starts from the date of the woman's last period. So that's how much time you have to discover the pregnancy and to abort it. And most people are classifying that as ridiculous because you don't even know during that time. I think there has to be some reason here because, as I've articulated before, there are rights on both sides, the rights of the unborn and the rights of the female. And this is a place where they clash. And reasonable minds ought to be able to find a way to do their level best to protect both. But the reason I bring this up is because of the governor's statement after this. So first, he can't say he was struggling trying to figure out how it is that they don't allow somebody who has been raped or a victim of incest to have an abortion. Then he goes on this tear, and this is what he says. He says, let's make something very clear. Rape is a crime. He says, and Texas will work tirelessly to make sure that we eliminate all rapists from the streets of Texas by aggressively going out and arresting them and prosecuting them and getting them off the streets. So goal number one in the state of Texas is to eliminate rape so that no woman, no person will be a victim of it. Sometimes it's laugh or cry. His answer to does this allow somebody who has been raped or a victim of incest to get an abortion is to say that somehow magically they're going to get rid of all rape. All rape. They're going to get rid of all of it. Then you don't have to worry about it. This is, again, one of those places where I'm just like, my people here on the right are, I just am flabbergasted. Because here's the answer that the governor wants to give. I promise you this is what he wants to give. Agree or disagree, this is what he wants to give. We believe, and this is what I truly believe he should say, because I think this is what he believes. We believe that the life of the unborn should be protected regardless of how conception occurred. I guarantee you that's what he believes, and I guarantee you that's what the people who pass this legislation believe. But they're afraid to say it. And so the spin machine comes out. And that's when I look at this and I'm just like, what are you going to do? Minority Report? You're going to get some precognition type people who can see the rape before it happens? Are you going to violate people's civil liberties and arrest them before they can commit an act? What exactly are you going to do to stop rape from occurring? Profiling? I mean, what are you going to do? This is one of the most asinine and ridiculous responses I have heard in a long time. Tammy says, I have no words. This is another Tammy on Facebook. Tammy Owens, crazy talk. Hashtag crazy talk. This is Libby. He doesn't even know who the rapists are. On the streets, really? Rapists or people you know? They are usually the ones that you have met already and have some level of trust for, especially when it comes to teenagers and young children, especially. That is true. This is Chris Larson. He says, I see a lot of Texas legislation on voting laws and reproductive rights, but nothing about rape. There is a little bit of history there where I believe that they were trying to get more money to process. They had a backlog of rape kits, and they were trying to get more funding to catch up on those rape kits, and they weren't able to get money from the legislature or the governor to do that. So that was kind of thrown in his face. They do now, fortunately, have a program where when you get your driver's license, you can elect to make a donation to a fund that pays for those rape kits. So that's progress, but it's progress that came without the help of the governor. So, I mean, again, just say what you believe. Just say it. Just own it. You passed the law. You clearly believe you have plenty of support for the law. Just say it. Come out and say it. Man, wouldn't that be amazing? Come out and say it. We believe protectable life begins at conception. You know that's what they believe. Instead, he said, we're going to stop all rape. Wow. That is spectacular. David says, it's just like saying getting rid of guns will stop shooting. Oh. Well, actually, the better equivalent would be, David, would be, we don't believe that there is a need to pass gun legislation or gun ownership laws like background checks and those kind of things, because we're going to stop all shootings. We don't need any regulations on guns because we are going to stop all murder. That's the equivalent, right? You don't need it because we're just that good. There will be no more murder in our society. You might as well be saying, Governor, you're also going to stop all unwanted pregnancies. That way we don't need any of this legislation. Oh, it's just a gem. Wow. Laugh or cry. That's all I have to say. What else is on your mind? I had one other thing. Anything else on your mind? I was quite busy today with work and other things because of taking Labor Day off. And I actually took the day off, which I don't typically do. I'm always working on something. And I just know we're going to do stuff around the house. We're going to do yard work, all that stuff. David says, yeah, that's better. Yeah, a little bit better analogy, right? We don't need any gun laws. We're going to stop all murder. It's so dumb. Tammy says he approves no masks for schools, but no abortions. I know that's one of the other things that is crazy about this thing. No problem taking away civil rights to protect the unborn. But when it comes to protecting life that has already been born, that's a violation of my civil rights. It's flying all over the place right now. It's got people so twisted and so in knots, and they don't even understand the conflict that is raging within them. One other thing. This is a follow-up to a story we did maybe about a month ago. I told you about this. Apple had announced, and it was kind of like out of nowhere, that they were going to be searching the photos of any photos that were uploaded to their iCloud for child pornography. And if you remember, I took you through a discussion about constitutional rights and about privacy and about innocence until proven guilty. and that I didn't think that this was a good idea, and that we have to avoid the temptation of saying, oh, but it will stop this or that, without looking at the broader consequences. Well, Apple, surprisingly, is delaying its child protection features. And they say it's following intense criticism that the changes could diminish user privacy. Here's their quote. Last month, we announced plans for features intended to help protect children from predators who use communication tools to recruit and exploit them and limit the spread of child sexual abuse material. Based on feedback from our customers, advocacy groups, researchers, and others, we've decided to take additional time over the coming months to collect input and make improvements before releasing these critically important child safety features. I'm just surprised that they didn't see this coming a million trillion miles away, and that they didn't preemptively seek this feedback and understand the privacy backlash. And this is one of those things where Apple, on the one hand, is telling the police and the FBI, no, we're not going to unlock that device. That's how much we believe in freedom. You say you could possibly stop a terrorist attack? Sorry, we don't program a backdoor into our phones. So we can't even do it. So sorry. That's how much we want our users to know that their privacy is protected. And then here, all of a sudden, they're like, we're going to be scanning your photos for child pornography. So it was kind of like, it gave me whiplash, that's for sure. Again, part of my concern was here that they weren't just, look, they have a right, you know, to do whatever they want with whatever lands on their servers. But there were built-in reporting you to certain agencies here. If an algorithm flagged something and then somebody set their eyes on it, and then next thing you know, it's kind of like a red light camera situation to me. And so that's why I had some major issues with it. And I'm glad to see this reversal, and I will continue to I'll continue to follow that story for you. But any thoughts on that, I would love as well. Let's get back here. Let's see. Orion, he says, Utah's 100 deadly days. We managed to kill someone on Utah highways almost every day this summer. 6 people dead in one weekend. So is that, are you saying that's what you want to talk about? Well, if I was governor, what I would do is I wouldn't have speeding laws. I would just stop all speeding. In fact, I would stop all accidents, Orion. That's what I would do. I mean, isn't that the answer? Let's just use the Governor Abbott model here. Let's see. Tammy says, LOL. David says, I feel both sides are hypocrites. Yeah, there's so much of that going around. So much of that going around right now. But again, why do we have speeding laws? We're just going to stop all accidents from happening. That is kind of a shorter show tonight, unless you guys have something else. We've only been going for 40 minutes. So you got to give me some other topics to talk about. This is Tammy. She says, I think it's always a fine line to protect privacy and keep people or kids safe. The line for me is a line that's drawn by the Constitution. And the line is there because of the past history of how governments work and a knowledge of how governments work. That line is that you are to be secure in your possessions and everything else without probable cause and a warrant. That is a bright, clear line. And we need to keep that line as bright and as clear as possible. It's the only way to have a society where you are innocent until proven guilty. There are times in our own history when that line has been blurred, and certainly times before that the founders had experienced. You never want to create a situation where you're guilty and then you have to prove your innocence. And unfortunately, because of that, it actually, that law, that the right against illegal search and seizure without a warrant, you know who that empowers. It empowers the criminal. And that's something that we all should know and understand. It empowers the bad guy. So why do we do that? Why do we empower the bad guy? We do it because it's the only way to retain our innocence and to protect us from false allegations and from a police state where they come in your house, they, for whatever reason, all they have to do is levy some allegations, whatever, and next thing you know, you're proving your innocence. So for me, whether it's for children, whether it's for adults, across the board, that is the bright line that you have to have. If you don't, you run the risk of losing your innocence completely. And it's only a matter of time before the allegation is all it takes. And I mean, I'll give you, we've talked about this before, but I'll give you the example that I always give. And that is, this is how strongly we believe in that. If you have a serial killer who has been caught and they present evidence in a court of law of pictures that the guy took committing the crime, but they found those pictures in a storage locker and they went into that storage locker without a warrant. And let's say it's a serial killer of children. What decision does the judge make? Does the judge say, for the good of children everywhere, we're going to allow the evidence in? No, it's not what they do. They say, for the rights of everyone, we're going to disallow the evidence, even if it means a serial killer, a killer of children, goes free on the streets. That's the society we live in. That's what give me liberty or give me death is. An acknowledgement that those rights actually empower people to do bad things. But we value the innocent until proven guilty. We value the no search or seizure without a warrant and probable cause. We value that more than we value any one situation. That is the reality of the world that we live in. So to me, if you blur that line at all for any particular group of people, no matter how heinous and how ugly, you blur it for everybody. Tammy says, you have talked about this over the years. I agree with you, even though sometimes I don't like it. I agree. And if I saw a better way forward, Tammy, I would certainly talk about it. I would, you know. Because we don't have to be roped into the Constitution. We can grow with it and change with it. I just don't know how, I don't know of a better system. I really don't. And so that's my take on that. Any other thoughts? And Tammy, thanks for your comments. Any other thoughts tonight? Just trying to see if there were any other stories that caught my attention. I did catch Biden's speech today, and I wouldn't be surprised. I could look and see. He was not the most articulate. He was in and out. There were times when he seemed very articulate, and times where it was like, okay, he was getting dates and numbers and things wrong. That's not anything new, but I just wonder if people are focusing on, I was just looking at Fox, or, you know, just doing my headline comparison. That's always fun. So let's see. Oh, I'm doing this on the wrong. Should we do a quick headline comparison just for kicks? So let's go to Fox News. And I'll also pull up CNN. This is always a fun game. Okay. Which do you want first, Fox or CNN? Let's start off with CNN here. Okay. CNN homepage. Two popular getaways added to CDC's very high travel risk list. Two tropical islands. Okay, that's an interesting headline. Ocasio-Cortez reacts to Abbott's comments on rape victims, saying it's disgusting. And then powerful earthquake strikes southwest Mexico. Let's head on over to Fox. We have a mugshot next to the vice president. VP once backed bail fund that freed alleged violent abuser. Now he's charged in grisly murder. There you go. What else do we have? Biden fires back at protesters who heckled him about the Afghan crisis. Highly contagious virus found at military bases. Thousands of refugees enter U.S. How Monica feels about Bill years after political scandal that shook the nation. Great. All right. That is interesting. There is another variant out there. Did you see this? It's on the watch list. Did you know there's a... You just assume... There is a variant watch list. Here we go. This is the, pop-ups like crazy. What you need to know about the Mu. It's M-U. I don't have any idea how you pronounce it. But let's see here. This is in St. Louis. You may have heard recently there's a new variant, COVID-19. The World Health Organization says Mu is the fifth variant of interest. It was first discovered in South America back in January, and it's made its way to 49 states and 42 countries. A sample of the variant is also labeled B1621. Let's see, Five on Your Side spoke to three infectious disease doctors in St. Louis. The World Health Organization labeled it as a variant of interest. This means it could be more resistant to certain antibodies, such as monoclonal antibodies or vaccines. What I'm reading here is we just don't know enough about it. But that's always been one of the... That's always been one of the issues with not enough people getting vaccinated is we were on a much greater risk of variants. And that is happening. This is Heather back to the child pornography issue. I find this interesting. When my kids were doing homeschool online, a person reached out to my 8-year-old asking for pictures, etc., but because no pictures were exchanged, there was nothing we could do. It's hard. That's why you can't stop all rape. Right? Circle back, Governor Abbott. That's why you can't do it. If you got rid of that pesky little constitution, you certainly could reduce it. I mean, you'd have to take away a ton of civil liberties, but you could probably do it. It's very difficult in a society where we punish the abuse of freedom, but we try very hard not to take away the freedom. And there is a temptation that always exists when abuses of freedom happen to take away the freedom instead of just punish the abuser, right? Because punishing the abuser, we'd like to think, is a deterrent for other crime commission, and it's really not so much. But the only alternative is to start taking away all of these other rights from everybody. So we accept a certain level of crime, of, you know, behavior to protect our rights. Let's see. David says, how many Greek alphabet letters are there before they need to use something else? I'm not very good at my Greek numbers. That must have been after I left high school. But you are correct. Mu or MU or whatever you call it is a Greek letter. Yeah. Orion says Mu variant causes victims to eat grass. Yeah, I wish that's all that it allowed. That is for sure. Anything else? Some great news. NFL starts this week. The drought is over. This is the time of year where, you know, I don't have my NBA. I don't, you know, the only thing I have is golf and a little bit of NASCAR. Golf is now over because the FedEx Cup happened this last weekend. And so finally NFL is starting. So if I look a little bit happier, a little bit more cheerful, it's because my NFL is back. And then slowly we get the NBA and everything restores to its normal course of being. So I am excited to hear about that. Tammy says COVID variants like flu variants. Yeah, every year we have a different flu vaccine because of the variants. Orion says sports balls. I know, Orion. Tammy says go Cowboys. I'm allowed to cheer for the Cowboys, right? Because I lived in Dallas for 5 years, Tammy. I'm allowed to, right? Even though I grew up silver and black, and that will always be part of me, but I'll tell you this: I like the Cowboys. I can't stand the owner. I've had some run-ins with Jerry Jones, and not face-to-face run-ins, but the way he used eminent domain to chase people out of their homes to build what we called Jerry World in Fort Worth was despicable. I don't know how many of you know or followed. I was on the air in Dallas when it happened, but my belief is that eminent domain is supposed to be used when there is a need for a highway, a school, something that for government, not so that you can build a stadium and create tax revenue. That is you're right, Arlington. I said Fort Worth. That is never a reason to use eminent domain, in my opinion. And those people, and so that's point one of eminent domain. The other thing is eminent domain says that you have to pay fair market value. But is it fair market value before Jerry Jones wants your land? Or after he wants your land? Do you see what I'm saying? Because before, you know, who knows what it's worth? You know, market value. But now that there's interest, what does interest do? Supply and demand, right? So fair market value when, I think, is an important question. Tammy, I don't know if you were listening back then, but we actually did a show from the kitchen of a woman who was being eminent domained out of her home. It was a family home, a generational home. I think she was originally offered something like $200,000 for her home. She held out. She refused to leave and held out and held out, and everybody else left and held out. And I think eventually she got $1.2, $1.3 million. And that's a perfect example of what is fair market value. Before the interest or after the interest? And so now her home is a parking lot. We all signed a door, her kitchen door. I hope that still is somewhere. But so I can't stand the ownership, Tammy, but I like the Cowboys. I do. I like this team. So anyway, we got on sports ball, Orion, your favorite topic. Anything else tonight, my friends, that you want to talk about before we wrap up? Go to the website. Tammy says that's more than I thought it would be. Yes, she got money. She got paid because she held out. So many people didn't know, and they're like, okay, I'll just take the money and go. And they didn't fight. And she did, and it paid off. Go to the website, become a member of this podcast, become a supporter, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you can do. I'm now rewarding you with a lot of other cool stuff. Even if you come in at the free level, you'll know when I post different things. There is member-only content every single week now, member-only blog posts. You have direct access to me. Not that you really didn't anyway. My email's everywhere. But I'm just trying to give back a little bit. There's now merchandise. You get a free shirt when you come in at certain levels. So hopefully lots of reasons. Just my way of saying thank you. If you're on Podbean or Patreon, I know I've been bouncing you from one service to the next. We can finally all have a home at jmcfarland.com if you come over there and do that. With that, my friends, we stretched it out. I stalled. I got an hour out of you. So with that, my friends, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I promise I'll have more on my mind on Thursday night. If you haven't been around, we do lives every Tuesday and Thursday night, and then I push out pre-recorded updates throughout the week and content that is just for our members as well. Tammy says, thank you, Jay. Thank you, Tammy. It's great to have you with us. And those of you who are listening who are already patrons, thank you. And if you're entitled to a shirt because of what level you've come in on, let me know. I want to send you your shirt. And it's not just JMAC shirts. There's a lot of other cool shirts. My favorite one is a Ronald Reagan quote that says, Democrats... Oh, wait, how does it go? Oh, it goes, you got to get the joke right, Jay. It says, Republicans believe every day is the 4th of July, and Democrats believe every day is April 15th. That's one of my favorite shirts available. All right, my friends, that's all I got. Everybody have a wonderful night, and we'll catch you back here live on Thursday.